Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
CLNS Media Patriots Roundtable. I am one of your co-hosts, Nick Qualley, here with Marvin Zahn and Mike Molyneux. And technically, this is take three. Technically, this is our third shot at this episode. But, you know, we recorded last night. We generally record on Mondays. And we talked about the quarterback competition because despite what the comments said, that was still the number one thing to talk about. It made sense. Well, things changed up a little bit. This morning, there was some big news, some breaking news, some news that shocked a lot of people. But some people, i.e. Tom E. Curran of NBC Sports Boston, who's been calling this all along, he was not shocked. Cam Newton, cut by the New England Patriots. After this big quarterback competition, we know who won. QB1 rookie, number 15 pick overall, Mac Jones. So, guys, I mean, there's really not much else to do but just take a look at it, break it down, talk about it. I mean, what were your reactions when this happened? Because mine was, holy hell.
Yeah. As soon as that notification came on my phone, I yelled, oh, bleep. Wow. I did not see that coming. I mean, just yesterday, all three of us were on this show. And I mean,
hey, no, just yesterday. Nobody knows. Just yesterday, we were all right.
We were right.
As far as everybody else knows, we were all right.
Just yesterday, we were just talking about how Belichick has shown us that Cam is the starter. He's getting all the first reps. He started all the preseason games. So you think naturally, as it's gone in 50 years of football, that he will be the starting quarterback for this team. But once again, Bill Belichick just does things differently. He moves different. And not only is Cam not the starter, but he's no longer a New England Patriot. And initially my reaction is, I think, and I still believe this, that they told Cam, listen, man, you're going to be the backup quarterback on this team. Cam said, I'm not really feeling that. And both mutually decided to part ways. That's how I see it happening. I don't think the Patriots just said, okay, let's get rid of Cam. But who knows, man?
See, I thought that too. And I don't think that Cam would have really accepted a starting role. I mean, a backup role. That'd be weird if he denied a starting role. But Mike Lombardi actually mentioned this on the Pat McAfee show. And it makes sense to me when you talk about it this way. He was saying things about sergeants and corporals. I don't know those ranks in the Army. But he was relating it to that where, like, he was saying that you can't take a guy like Cam, your starter, your longtime starter in the NFL, a veteran presence, and a very charismatic veteran presence. You can't take him from the starter and put him as a backup and then have that. I don't necessarily know why from this point, but like have that presence in the locker room with a guy who you've seen as a starter for so long. And all of a sudden now his presence is, this is your backup quarterback, especially in a guy who was the starting quarterback last season. Mike, thoughts?
Yeah, it just, Belichick must have known this for a long time now. I don't feel as if they just woke up Tuesday morning and said, well, I think we're just going to go with Mac Jones as a starter. This is something that him, you know, Josh McDaniels, they must have known for a while now. And while I think that that may be the case, it just doesn't make sense as to why you continuously trot Cam Newton out there as the perceived starting quarterback. Other than Cam Newton missing those couple of days with practice due to, you know, the COVID violations or whatnot, Cam did everything throughout training camp to look like the starting quarterback. And I don't necessarily mean by his performance. I'm just talking about getting the majority of the first team reps, you know, starting the preseason games. How many opportunities did Mac Jones really get during training camp with the first team offense and defense? How many opportunities did he get out there? Probably not as much as Cam.
I can tell you at least a few days during Cam's 5-day absence.
Yeah, he got a few then for sure. But prior to that, with Cam being there, how many opportunities did Mac Jones get to work with the first team during practice? How many preseason games was Mac Jones out there to work with the first team offense and go against, you know, the opposing team's first team defense? He wasn't out there for many of those opportunities. Mac got the most work he did throughout preseason in that last game that they had against the Giants. Other than that, for a guy who, again, I'm assuming Belichick and McDaniels and the staff felt strongly about having Mac as the quarterback throughout training camp, you don't give him the opportunities to really work with these first teams and, you know, the top team, other opposing teams' defenses when you have these joint practices and whatnot. It's a lot of confusion. A lot of it doesn't make sense. But again, I think it really boils down to, I believe Belichick knew this for a while, especially once he changed his tone from going, well, Cam's a starter. You know, Cam's our starting guy. We're going to go. As weeks progressed, it changed from Cam's the starter to, well, we're going to evaluate and we're going to see things, how things are. And I mean, my personal thoughts and feelings towards it is just, it sucks for Cam because obviously I know how much he wanted to bounce back after having a sucky 2020 season. He wanted to bounce back 100%. And I think Marv said this on the show that we recorded that no one's going to see now. The team was built in a way for Cam to have better success this time around. And I know there's probably the minority of fans probably wanted to see Cam get another opportunity. But the majority, I believe, wanted the keys to the ship to be handed to Mac Jones, not later on, not weeks from now, not months from now. A lot wanted to see Mac Jones get the reins right now. And that's what they got.
Well, the thing was too, you know, during the NFL draft and the weeks leading up to it, there was a lot of question about whether or not the 49ers were going to take Mac Jones. Because remember when they made that trade to move up, that was the report that they were there to take Mac Jones. And the storyline following Mac Jones was he's the most NFL ready. This guy is the most NFL ready quarterback going into this draft. And he can start week one. And then somehow the Patriots end up with him. And honestly, I think it just comes down to this. I think a big, big, big portion of it, I don't think it just comes down to this, but when we started off this training camp this summer, talking about the quarterback competition, it was, we think Mac Jones is really going to have to outperform Cam. And I don't know if he really outperformed Cam. I think he did outperform Cam, but I don't think that gap was there that we thought he was going to need in order to take over that week one job. Because, you know, we thought, especially with week four, they've got the Bucs. A lot of people just put it right there. Cam is going to start at least the first 4 weeks because Mac Jones does not, or Bill Belichick does not want Mac Jones as rookie quarterback to be going up against Tom Brady in Gillette Stadium.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, when you evaluate this offense, all the skilled players, their efforts get maximized. You get a better effort out of Nelson Aguilar with Mac Jones. You get a better effort from Jacoby. You get all these players are going to become better with Mac Jones throwing the ball compared to if it was going to be Cam Newton. Another issue is something that, you know, topic for the probably the week is Cam being out for those 5 days, right? That when he was not vaccinated and Mac got the reps. But something I said on the show then, and I'm going to say it now, it wasn't really about the reps. But also, Nick, you mentioned it. How was Mac going to be in the locker room? Those were 5 days where there was no Cam looming there. We all know Cam has a strong locker room presence. Those are 5 days where coaches were able to see Mac be one of the guys with the players and see how he commands the locker room, see how he interacts with the teammates. And they were definitely confident enough to say, oh, and all the players were vouching for him too. Like, oh, Mac's a really cool guy. Mac definitely commands respect in the locker room. Mac does it. So there was no Cam Newton there in those 5 days for the coaches to really see, okay, this could be our leader going through the year. And when Cam came back, I think the writing was already on the wall.
All right, guys, real quick before we go on for the last couple of minutes, we got to talk about our friends over at betonline.ag. It's that time of year again, and all eyes are now turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, and contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest $200,000 NFL Survivor contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 100% welcome bonus. Be sure to take advantage of their opening day super promo, which is make a bet on the Thursday, September 9th season opener between the Super Bowl champ Bucks and the Dallas Cowboys. And if you lose, your wager will be refunded up to $25 for new customers only when signing up and using promo code NFL100. All right. Well, yeah, we can wrap it up here. I think the COVID thing really did play a big factor into it. And actually, Ted Johnson, 98.5, said the same thing. He tweeted this today. Far and away, biggest reason Cam Newton was cut today is because he was unvaccinated. If he was vaccinated, he's the starter week one. Bill Belichick has to feel some embarrassment or disappointment that Cam let him down because he has never supported so unconditionally a player like he has with Cam. And I don't necessarily agree with that because
I don't agree with that take. I think that's a ridiculous take.
I do too. I think Bill would have preferred Cam to be vaccinated because, you know, then you don't have to go through all these issues that we went through last week where if he's vaccinated, he doesn't have to be tested every day. And, you know, we've talked about this after that. The best ability is availability.
Yeah,
but that's the Bill Belichick New England Patriots thing.
I've said this with the vaccination thing before in different conversations. I'll say it again. Whether you want somebody or somebody is vaccinated or not vaccinated, the NFL still has rules and protocols put in place. And, you know, players, whether it be Cam Newton or anybody else, whether you're vaccinated or not vaccinated, you need to follow those rules and protocols that the NFL has in place. And obviously, yeah, if you test positive or close contact, whatever the case is, you know, you have to deal with certain consequences. But at the same time, if you know you're in a league and you're getting paid a lot of money and you shouldn't be going here doing this and doing that, you would hope that players follow those rules and protocols. But one more
right.
thing.
Cam should have known that he has to go to, I think it's just an NFL facility to get tested. He should have known that.
Yeah, you're right. And I mean, one more thing I want to add up with this whole Mac Jones situation. The amount of confidence, again, that Belichick, McDaniels, have to have in Mac, at the end of the day, he's a rookie. I get how good he looked during training camp and preseason, but he's still a rookie quarterback who can go up against a lot of tough defenses in the NFL. They're first-team guys that are going to be out there week one, week two, week three. If this rookie, by chance, starts to look shaky, what do you say about you? You have to just roll with him no matter what. Even in his bad games, you can't really.
Oh, yeah, you're stuck.
That's
it.
You're stuck with how Mac Jones performs. And I believe Mac Jones is going to be solid. I don't think he's a bum by any means. But at the same time, in any sport, there could be times where a rookie struggles, you know, dealing with the pro game. If that happens, it's going to be curious to see what kind of comments Bill Belichick, Mac McDaniels have to say about their rookie guy who, from the jump week one, they gave him, you know, complete control of this offense. It's going to be interesting to see how that plays out if Mac Jones runs into some adversity throughout the season.
Well, you make him the starting quarterback knowing that he is going to face adversity. And you're going to
do it throughout, no matter what, whether it's going to be a good game, bad game. The Patriots are determined that they will stick through Mac Jones.
I think your mic switched over somewhere along the lines there, Marvin.
Oh, you guys can't hear me?
No, you're back. Oh, no, we could hear you. You just switched over to your computer.
The mic switch? Ah, oh, man. Zoom.
Honestly. so here's, and we'll wrap it up here. I've had some discussion today with some people, some debates with some people about the backup quarterback situation. because all of a sudden, you know, now you go down. We're in the same situation that you were last year when Cam Newton went down. You had Brian Hoyer up against the Chiefs. Yeah. You know, this year, if Mac Jones goes down, you've got Brian Hoyer up against whoever, or maybe Jarrett Stidham, whoever, if he does come back.
Where is
he? He's just hurt.
On vacation.
How Cam Newton get cut before Stidham? I don't get it.
The thing is, Stidham's got to do whatever he can to get in the best shape of his. This is his opportunity to be QB2. He has a golden opportunity to be QB2.
He does, and he just hasn't played. If anybody needs practice, it was Jarrett Stidham.
Very
true. And he just hasn't played.
Don't know. That guy's been MIA for a while. Now, the fact that he hasn't even thrown a ball during preseason games, it's just mind-boggling to me. And he's still apparently on the roster. I don't get it.
You know, it's funny, too, because we talked about this a couple times, how the rhetoric from Bill Belichick changed so much since draft night. It was, at the start of this whole thing, Cam Newton is our quarterback until somebody plays better than him. Then as the summer went on, it was, we're going to do what's best for the team. It wasn't Cam's our starting quarterback anymore. It's we're going to do what's best for our team.
Mac started to perform, man. Mac started to perform and put that pressure.
And he looked like an NFL quarterback. Looked like he had command. And it wasn't it was from the get-go. It wasn't something that just developed. He looked like, from the start, he looked like a guy who can handle this. He looks like a guy who's going to be a good, we don't know how good, but he looks like he's going to be a good NFL starting quarterback. But you also don't know. We don't know what this is going to look like in the middle of the regular season.
Mac Jones becoming the Patriots starting quarterback at 22 years of age. You know, it could be wild. And, you know, some people think he's the golden child. He's the next best thing.
Yeah, you know, dude, a lot of people said that about Jarrett Stidham, too. Yeah, Nobody knows.
Apparently, Belichick, they have the confidence in him. He's getting a start very early. Could he quite possibly go on to have a better career than Tom Brady?
Mike.
Jesus.
Mike, what are we doing here?
You didn't even believe that after you finished that sentence.
He can break some Brady's records if he's going to start at 22 years of age. Brady got to start at, 24? And Mac Jones might be the new golden child in New England.
Dude, I mean, 2007, that season exists. Hey, there was a lot of those touchdowns happened that year.
Hey, man. Mac Jones is apparently he has the throne now. The throne is his. The throne is his. It now it's just up to him on how he performs and where he goes. Guy's 22. Very young. It's very young to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. 22.
It's crazy. I am still shocked that Mac Jones got the call over Cam.
22 years old, you're the starting quarterback for the New England Patriots. That's wild.
Yeah, they like him. They really have a lot of confidence in Mac.
They have to. Did you guys see that the tweet today from Mark Daniels during the Bill Belichick press conference this morning? This was before all this was announced. So I when I saw this tweet, I did pick up on it, but I didn't read too much into it. So Mark Daniels tweeted this, 8:21 a.m. Any update on the kicker competition? Team Nordine. Belichick will announce all of our transactions. Follow-up question. Any update with the quarterback situation? Belichick, same answer. So when I saw that, I was like, so is he saying there's a transaction coming?
Not even.
And then I was like, whatever. It doesn't matter. It's no way. Belichick, almost like Brian Hoyer or Jarrett Stidham get cut.
He tipped his cap a little bit there with that comment.
And yeah, then, that's
bam, it. Listen,
with Belichick, you just gotta come up with conspiracy theories left and right because we don't have any idea what's going on ever. Nobody does.
I did not see Cam Newton getting released today. That one, wow. Wow. And Mike said it earlier, I got to reiterate. Wishing the best for Cam, man. He was nothing but a professional here in New England. Came into New England in a very difficult position after Tom Brady, after the GOAT. You come in the middle of the season.
With no weapons.
No weapons at all. Probably the worst weapons in the NFL. No weapons at all. You lose Julian Edelman. And with throughout it all, the ultimate professional. And, you know, wanted to come back to prove it for one more time. I think age, not his age, but just injuries that he he acquired throughout the years. He's just not a great thrower anymore. He was never an accurate thrower. As you, it looks like it hurts when he throws the football.
It doesn't look natural.
It does not look natural. It didn't work out. Mac was always going to be the future. And I guess they said the future is now. And I wish Ken the best, man. He came out with a statement saying don't feel sorry for him. He's going to be successful wherever he does. I hope he does get another chance with football, though.
And if he doesn't, get this guy in the media. I mean, he's so much fun to listen to. Yeah, he's going to be great in the media. Yeah, if he doesn't get another gig in the NFL, I would love to see him in the media.
I'd like to see that as well, if that's the case. But
I think he'll get another shot. I don't know if he'll accept a backup role. And I think that
He's still young.
Yeah.
He won't be a starter anywhere to start the year. But, I mean, if he's willing to accept a backup role somewhere else, he can continue his career.
Yeah, people have brought up Washington, but it's the same thing. Ron Rivera wants his guy, Ron Rivera, but Ron Rivera is, you know, unfortunately dealing with cancer right now, and he's trying to get his entire team vaccinated. And seems like doesn't want to get vaccinated.
It won't happen with Washington due to that fact. Ron Rivera has been very outspoken about the vaccination.
Right. All right, we'll wrap it up here. CLNS Media, Patriots Roundtable, powered by BetOnline.ag. Nick Qualley, Marvzon, and Mike Molino. Big news out of the world of the New England Patriots today. Guys, we're going to talk to you next week, and we're not going to have to talk about any quarterback competitions. We're just going to get ready for week one. Mac Jones, QB1, up against Tua Tagovailoa. That's how you pronounce it, and the Miami Dolphins. We'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you for watching, and thank you for listening.